So we are in Shaar Dawood Perek Hey in the Haggah, and I want to share a couple of what I think are very deep things in the Pshat here. But what we said, the story until now is that there's two dinim. One is the din of Yerushalayim, and one's the din of Torah. And Nefesh HaChaim is very adamant that we shouldn't just ignore the Yerushalayim part of it, because the Yerushalayim is the kli to the chachma, and if you have no kli, or if your kli is too small, then there's nothing to hold the chachma in. So that's why Yerushalayim is important, but not to be mistaken to think that the Yerushalayim is gufa Torah, or that the Torah is gufa Yerushalayim. It's two different things. There's the kli, so let's think about it as a silo for tevuah, or a fruit bowl, a beautiful fruit bowl. If you don't have the fruit bowl, then what are you going to put the fruit into? And they're just going to go all over the place. So that your Shemayim becomes your capacity, whereas the Torah becomes what's put into that storage bin. Okay, so that's what we learned until now. And now let's take it a little bit deeper, but mamash deeper. This is the way that we can understand Chazal in Brachos Nunhei Amud Aleph. I mentioned this last week, but now let's learn a little bit more about Yun. In our parshias here, ubalev kol chacham lev nasati chachma. And Yoav and Daniel Hanavi said, Yoav chachmasa lechakimin, that Hashem gives chachma to those who have chachma. So what Daniel says, and what Chazal learned from that in Brachos, is that Hashem gives chachma to smart people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chachma to somebody who has chachma. So of course the question is, he asks the obvious question, L'chari yipole. It's a pele. V'im kein, chachma rishayna me'ayin timotze etzel ha'adam. So how do you get to the first chachma? So that's the Veltz Kasha. Everybody asks the same question, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives chachma to people that have chachma, so how is it possible to get the first chachma? Because you can't get chachma if you don't have chachma. Amna ma'inyan, says Nefesh HaChayim, before we come up with all our own vertelach. Amna ma'inyan, ki kasa mefarish. It's a mefarish pasuk that he brings, shagam hayira nikres chachma. That Yerushalayim is chachma. Shekasuv, and what's our pasuk? The operating pasuk here is an ioiv chavches, chavches, koyach, koyach. Vayomer lo adam, hein yiras Hashem hi chachma. So it's a mefarish pasuk that tells us the yiras Hashem is chachma. It's not. So we just made a huge transition, a paradigm shift, from saying that Yerushalayim is the kli, with the oitzer of chachma, to saying that Yerushalayim, true, it's the oitzer of chachma, but he gufa chachma. And now he says this astonishing thing. That since Yerushalayim is the oitzer of Torah, shehi oitzer hatoiv shel hachochma shetishmayer v'yiskayim ba. And that's what allows it to be. So it's an interesting thing here, because we need to now understand, how is it possible? In other words, you put pickles in a jar, the pickle jar doesn't become a pickle. So the question was, like, Hadra Kushi L'duchta. The kasha was, how can you get the first chachma? The answer is, Yerushalayim is the first chachma. And how do I know Yerushalayim is a chachma? Because it says, Vayerim l'adam hein Yerus Hashem hi chachma. Because Eov said it. Eov said that Yerushalayim is chachma. Okay, but how do you get chachma? First of all, there's a few things here we need to understand. First of all, how is Yerushalayim chachma? How does Yerushalayim become chachma? Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. Why is that chachma? Second of all, he just said it's an oitzer, and the reason that it's chachma because it's an oitzer. According to the way you understand, it's an oitzer hakol muvan. But why is it muvan? An oitzer, or let's say a vessel, is not what's inside of it. A vessel is something different than what's inside of it. So he's explaining, but he's not explaining. Yeah? Move on, everybody with me? Nod your heads. Zeu Shamru, Let's go a little bit further, and I want to explain to you a Ma'ariv d'Kazach. Zeh she'amru she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what Chazal mean when they say, she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisin u'mashpia chachma al yoyna shel Torah. Now watch this, be very careful with the words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mashpia the chachma al yoyna shel Torah, she'tiskayim etzlai, that it will last with you. V'yei talmudei b'yadei, that when you come to Shamayim, you'll have this chachma. Ela l'mi she'esh by chachma, which I believe means the chachma tata. Hainu oitzir hayira she'muchracha she'tika d'meitzel adam. So now we have a little bit more clarity, because what we're talking about is, let's put it in my words, we're talking about chachma ilan, chachma tata. So with Yerushalayim, without Yerushalayim, you can understand the Tosfos. It's not like you have to have Yerushalayim to understand the Tosfos. But that Tosfos won't go anywhere. It's not Miskayim Biyadoi, Loi Boilam Hazeva, Loi Boilam Haba. Miskayim Biyadoi, let me just say a Hesber to that. It means Miskayim Biyadoi doesn't mean you'll remember it. Miskayim Biyadoi means that it's internalized and it becomes part of you. You hear me? That's what Miskayim Biyadoi. It's part, the Torah is not part of me unless it has the Yirah Shemayim. So, and if it's not part of me, so what's taking it to Olam Haba? So both in Olam Haba, and what makes it part of me? What makes it part of me is Yirah Shemayim. Which is, by the way, completely Mistavra. It's completely Mistavra that the Torah with Yerushalayim is internalized, and without Yerushalayim, it's Chachma. Like, you know, goes in one ear, comes out the other. If you're a genius, you remember it. But the Yerushalayim is Mishtamer, the thing. So now, but we still don't explain how Yerushalayim is called Chachma. That we didn't explain. So here he tells us as follows, in parentheses. The ish tivunais, that would be us. The ish tivunais, yavin pnimius maimarim zichrenim levracha zeladarkenu al pisisrei azayar v'kisvei arizal. If you understand the workings of Kabbalah, you can understand this concept. Asher amru shachachma hel yoyna, because the mekubalim say shachachma hel yoyna miskales. Rak al yedei midas malchusa yisbarach, haynu kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. Now this parenthesis is the secret to the whole to the whole sugya here. That when we talk about Yerushalayim, whatever you've been thinking about Yerushalayim until now, let's now think of something else. Yerushalayim is kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. And what is Kabbalah Zal Malchus Shemayim? Kabbalah Zal Malchus Shemayim is, listen carefully, the Midah of Malchus. So, in our tree that we're so familiar with, there's the Keser, there's Chachma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoy, Yisoid, and it all rolls into Malchus in this world. So, what happens is that the Yerushalayim is the Malchus aspect of the Chachma Ilah, which is coming from the Keser. Lat, Bonavin. It's such a gewaldige deher. The din with Malchus is, as he says, the Malchus, first of all, let's understand this. Kabbalas o Malchus Shemayim. Like when you say Shema, you're doing Kabbalas o Malchus Shemayim. So a person should be Mekabalah o Malchus Shemayim first and Daven second. Same thing with Torah, Mekabalah o Malchus Shemayim, and then you learn Torah. Kabbalas o Malchus Shemayim, I accept upon myself the yoke of heaven, is not good enough. Because the real Pirush HaDavar is that I'm taking everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Shemayim, right? Chachma, Bina, Das, Chach, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoy, Yisoid, and I'm focusing it into this world. That's what he wants. He wants it to be in this world. So that's what by Yerushalayim, takes all the chachma and puts it in this world. Now the malchus itself, here's the key sentence, when it comes to the midah of malchus in Kabbalah, leislei migarmei klum. Malchus has no zich. Malchus has no, not just that it has no agenda, or it has no negias. The whole point of malchus is that it's not only that it's a kli, the earth being, us being, not only is it a kli for all the different ruchnias that it's coming into us, but even the kli is batal to the whole marechet, which goes on top of it. So leislei migarmei klum, which is the lashon of the Zohar, malchus, every midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an essence to it. And they're all midos that are running the world, chesed, gevura, tiferes, etc. But when it comes to malchus, malchus is not a midah. Malchus is the carrier, the kli of the midah, but even deeper than that, it becomes batal to the midos itself. So malchus, leislei migarmei klum, but malchus higufa keser. That's lashon Zohar, by the way. Malchus higufa keser. Such an important insight, which I'm going to try to explain in a few minutes, that we have, you know, what does that mean on practical levels? But I want everyone to understand the math. So once he tells us, Nefesh HaChaim, that what Yerushalayim are we talking about? We're not talking about here, you know, that I'm afraid of everything. I'm afraid of my shadow. Or Hashem Tzilcha, I'm afraid of Hashem's shadow. We're talking about something much deeper than that. We're talking about the Midah of Malchus, which is the Kli and the type of Kli which we should all be, the type of kli which is butel to that which is holding. So yes, if you understand the kli as malchus, so the pickle jar becomes a pickle. Everything that we have and we do, which makes us a kli, becomes a chelik of the thing which is inside of it. That's the yesod that he's saying. I want to right, nod your heads if you're with me, yeah? Let me share.
The last point about leslei migarmei klum. I'm not sure how we're understanding malchus. They were saying that leslei migarmei.
Malchus is only a kli, and there's two sides to this, which I'm going to explain. It's only a kli for that which came before it. You can't have a detached malchus. And malchus has to be attached to something in front of it. So it's not just like I have a beautiful fruit bowl on my table. Okay, if I don't have fruit in it, I still have a beautiful fruit bowl on my table. But once we said that's because the fruit bowl, yesh loy megarmei. But once you say something is leislei megarmei klum, so it means to say that it's not a fruit bowl if it doesn't have fruit in it. It's not the whole world is malchus. Once we're makabel malchus, all malchus shemaim on ourselves. You say Kriya Shema this morning. Once you said, except for Dan, did you say Kriya Shema already? once you say Kriya Shema in the morning, and you be'etzem and be'emes are makabel malchus shemaim, there is no more zich. I become bottled to everything which is in us. It's a very deep lamdashesvara in Kabbalah, if you will. I want to give you a mashal for this. Hear me out for a second. In the Maisa Bracious, in Bracious, if you have a Chumash nearby, grab it. In Parak Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, by Yoimer Elohim, Hashem said, Tache Oretz Desha, I'm sure you're all familiar with the Rashi here, Tache Oretz Desha, Esav Mazriya Zera, let the grass grow, let the plants happen. Eitz Peri, Oisei Pri. And it should be a fruit tree which makes a fruit. Liminoi. Asher zarei by al oretz v'yehi chein. And the reaction, or the result, v'toitzei ha'oretz desha esev mazria zera liminehu, which is a chiddush by the sheishes yimei breishes, that it tells us, and this is what happened, you know, that's like a chiddush. V'toitzei ha'oretz desha esev mazria zera liminehu v'eitz oise pri. So there's a difference. All of a sudden, I don't have a eitz peri oisepri, but I have an eitz oisepri. Gevalt. So Rashi says, the name of the Medrash, eitz peri, Sheitam ha'etz kitam ha'pri. The kavana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, this is a pella. This is gewaldic to think, mind-boggling. The kavana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the original thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was that let there be a tree, there are trees, let the trees give forth fruit, oranges, apples, but the tam ha'etz, but now it makes no difference if you're eating the tree or if you're eating the fruit. Shrei tam ha'etz, kitam ha'pri. But if you look further in the pasuk, the trees weren't maskim. We'll discuss Bechira Chavshis on Shavuos night. But right, the trees weren't maskim. V'hi lo'y osa sakein elo v'taytzei aretz v'eitz oisa pri. It became an eitz oisa pri. V'lo'y ha'eitz pri. So there was there's like a machlekes here between God and the trees, Rashi says. And it's a Medrash Rabbah. And the machlekes is like this. Hashem wanted the tree itself to have tam ha'pri. And the trees didn't want to have tam ha'pri, they just wanted to produce fruit. Yes? Pashat Upshat, what were the trees arguing with Hashem for? So the Pashat Upshat is that if the tree itself becomes an edible item, so everyone's going to eat the tree and then there's nothing going to be there to create fruit any longer. It's a survival. In other words, the trees were like Darwinistic. That if we're going to become fruit, so who's going to create the fruit in the next generation? Ad kedei kach, that they argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow gave them the choice. So they became an Eitzoi Sipri, and that's the situation we have now. Chazal say that La'asid Lavai, the Eitz, is going to have the same tam as the Pri. And Afilu Ilanei Sarak, even trees that don't bear fruit, you know, just some tree that doesn't bear fruit, beauty trees, beautiful trees, they're also going to be Moitzi Peiris. So see what's going to happen. La'asid Lavai is the ideal situation where the fruit that there's no such thing as a tree without fruit, and there's no such thing as a fruit without trees. Then the trees taste like the fruit. Now, what's the Omek HaDavar here in this Medrash? Omek HaDavar is that when you think about it, and now let's move our metaphor from a fruit bowl to a tree. A tree is a keli. A tree is machzik the fruit, and it contributes to the fruit, and it grows the fruit, but it's not a fruit. So now the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was commanding that the tree doesn't just grow fruit but becomes a fruit, and kilu like becomes buttle to what it's making. And the tree said, "No. We remain a fruit, meaning we remain a kli. Let's change tree to kli because it's the same thing. We remain a kli, and the fruit are fruit." And we'll create fruit for many, many generations. So let's take a break for this for a moment because it's a mind-boggling chazal. But I want to just point something out here. We've talked often, and it's obvious, what happens if you have Torah and you don't have Yerushalayim. Meaning, like, if you have Torah without Yerushalayim, besides for the fact that it's Einoi Mishtamer Etzlai and it doesn't take you into Olam Haba, but the Torah becomes academic, and you have the proverbial guy learning Gemara on Shabbos smoking a cigarette. So that's Torah. That's what Torah B'li Yerushalayim looks like. So we're big on the Torah with the Oitzer of Yerushalayim. Mitzad Sheni, and here's a question that nobody seems to ask. What happens if you have Yerushalayim without Torah? Torah without Yerushalayim is not pretty. But what does it look like when you have Yerushalayim without Torah? You have a non-fruit-bearing tree. Let me explain. If you have Yerushalayim, that means you have an oitzer. You have a fruit bowl. I'm sorry for the mixed metaphors, but it's a hard concept to explain. And you're not putting anything in it. So if you stop in first grade with your Yerushalayim, so true, you can't have Torah without Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. which agav is not the pasuk that Nefesh HaChaim brought, because reishis can mean the beginning. It doesn't necessarily mean the kli. Mashmenkein yirahi chachma is a better pasuk. But in a chanami reishis chachma yiras Hashem. But if you stop there, what happens if you have Yerushalayim and you don't have Torah? So ledati, and I'm saying in the theoretical science of Kabbalah, what you have is two things. Number one is the obvious problem is if you have Yerushalayim and you don't have Torah, you're going to make awful mistakes. Basically, if you have Yerushalayim without Torah, you become a Christian. In other words, you're starting something because it has nothing to do with Torah, it has nothing halacha. It's your shemayim. So zelo, it's nothing. That's the pashat of shat. I was reading about the the shakers in America. It's a type of a Quaker. In Agav, they're called shakers because they shuckle when they daven. That's why they're called shakers. So the only thing most people know about shakers is it's a style of furniture. The shaker furniture, North Carolina, and they make beautiful furniture. The only problem with them is that they're extinct. Right? I think there's two shakers left in the world. And the reason they're extinct is because they're celibate. So somebody was not thinking this religion through. In other words, if you want to obviously make a religion, so first you got to have the religion, you got to be, you have to make peiros. But if you're all celibate, so at the beginning they weren't celibate because their shita was to take in yisaimim into their house. They found yisaimim from all over America and they took them. So it was a very chassidic azach. So, but then they stopped taking in yisaimim also for some reason, and I heard because of some kind of a plague like we have now. So now they're basically extinct, but they do make nice furniture. So if you have a piece of shaker furniture, invest. But what's my mashal? The mashal is that what happens if you have an eitz which has no peiros? Agav, what the shakers are famous for is cutting down trees, killing them, and making furniture. So you could have a beautiful dining room table, but the dining room table is not going to produce more dining room tables. So it's a lishitasam. So okay, now that I've explained to you all what the shaker religion is all about, what we're talking about here is two things. Number one is if you have your shemayim. Here's what I'm trying to say: that your shemayim and chachma is a symbiotic relationship. You need both. So if you have your shemayim, if you have chachma and you don't have your shemayim, you have no kli to put the chachma into, the Torah into. If you have Yerushalayim without chachma, so you have nothing. Because what have you done? You've created a kli, but the kli is supposed to hold something. So not only is this Yerushalayim not holding anything, but if you're called, the whole idea of the kli is malchus, and malchus leis lemigar meklum. So what's happened was you've self-destructed. If you have your shemayim, which is not part of the chain of keser, chachma, bina, vadas, chesed, gvura, tiferes, netzach, hayitzayim, malchus, if you cut that off, now you have malchus without all of that Torah and chachma and parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu going into it. So you have no Yerushalayim either, because Yerushalayim is Malchus, Kabbalah is all Malchus Shemayim, and Malchus leis lemigar meklum. So vasat meluk ufketan. There's nothing there. So just like you need Yerushalayim to be shomer the Torah, I would say it's even worse in a way, because at least Torah, it could be that, like if you don't have a kli, so whatever you catch, you catch. Or at least maybe you can make a kli afterwards, I don't know. But on the other hand, when it comes to having Yerushalayim without Torah, so I feel Yerushalayim mainly. So it seems to me. So the shita, let's just think about it a little bit. The shita of the trees and the shita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem said, let the tree become fruit. It should have tamprit. Before it's in the pasuk, you should make vayomer alikim. Tache aretz desha esa mazria zera eitz peri oisa pri. What does that mean? It means that forget about the self-preservation for a moment, but it means to say that the tree, an orange tree, the whole thing becomes the malchus of the tree. In other words, that what does it mean malchus? That which is sitting in this world. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world. And the purpose of everything that he created in the world is malchus. Purpose of creating Adam is malchus. Of creating trees, malchus. Same thing. Adam et hasod. So if the purpose of the tree is to create malchus, so now the tree, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to become batel to the fruit. The tree can't be an independent concept, and the fruit can't be an independent concept. The tree has to become batel to the fruit. Amar HaTree, no. You made us gashmius, let us be gashmius. Our concentration should be on the gashmius, and we'll make peiros. We'll make peiros, but for myself, we all know that, if you don't have chachmas hatera, it's very difficult to give it over to your children, right? I mean, just as an example. So it's hard to say you learn, I'm reminded of that very famous maimer of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that he saw somebody davening next to his kid and keeps on pointing into the sitter, daven, 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 daven. So Rav Moshe told him that that's not the way. So he says, what's the way? So he says, well, you daven and your kid will see you and he'll daven. But if you just do what you're doing, what's going to happen is that your kid is going to grow up and he's going to go to his kid, daven, 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 daven. So in other words, you have to be tayfeach amanas latfiach. Yeah, you have to have it yourself. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, that you are a tree, the tree, you can't just remain a keli, and then that keli is creating pears. The keli itself has to become pears. And the practical ramification of this is that you can't have, that again, I just want to do a summary. We always talk about Torah without Yer Shemayim, but there's also, which is not good, but we're also, there's a bechin of Yer Shemayim without Torah. Yeah. Okay. Any comments on that? Because that's a chiddush.
So there's two things you're saying. One thing is that if you have your shemayim with del Torah, your shemayim is going to draw you to something very negative, very bad. And the second thing is, with del Torah, eventually you're going to lose. It's going to disintegrate your shemayim.
That's right. Because it's malchus. Like, once we understand Yer Shemayim, the biggest yesod of everything that I just said for the last 15 minutes is that the definition of Yer Shemayim is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That's what the Haggah relates to here, which is a Chiddush Nifla. Yeah.
It seems that the Kadosh Baruch Hu put us in this physical world, that the tree is a mashal to Adam HaRishon, distancing in order to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that this process of acquiring Yiras Shemayim and learning Torah is not something that we make ourselves mevutal and that's it. But there's an everyday process that the goal isn't to being mevutal. The goal is making the choice consistently in every action, in every moment, and that's
absolutely true. But I just let me just refine or tweak that thought. The goal is to fulfill the goal. What's our goal today? What's our goal in life? The goal is to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. We're not malachim. We don't live in the world of Bria Yitzira. We're people. The world around us is Gashmias. The purpose of all the Gashmias is to be a vessel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When, let's say, the Mashiach happens, Bezras Hashem b'meir v'yameinu, u'mala kol ha'aretz deya. Meaning, that's the Mashiach. Ki ha'malchus shochahi ulal me'atim laich, the malchus will permeate the world. Vas meintas, all the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will become part of the malchus Hashem without any opposing kochos in the world. No sitrachra. So the whole purpose of our day, the purpose of the Sefer in front of us and the purpose of the Zoom and the internet in front of us is, to say it sophisticatedly, it's not l'kadishim shamayim. It's to create a malchus Hashem. We are trying to create malchus Hashem. Our lives have to be malchus. What malchus, as Rabbi Yaakov said, that malchus unto itself is, malchus is not an independent concept. Malchus is not an independent concept. It's not like a fruit bowl, which is an independent concept. And that's what he's saying. The Yir Shemaim is the Chachma. It doesn't exist without Chachma because it's the end of the line, and it only is what's rolled into it. So Mitzan Echad, it's Yisarusa de Lasata, and it's something that we ourselves are creating. That's what we're allowed to do. We have Bechir Chavshus to do. But Mitzat Sheni, what we're creating and our whole goal in creating everything, like let's say, you know, we got up this morning, we're all Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim, I hope. A kid is bar mitzvah, the main purpose of being bar mitzvah, the main purpose of the celebration, the party, the aliyah, is that the kid should be Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. If everyone would be Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim in the whole world, Mashiach would come. So Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. When Rabbi Akiva died, and I think he was the first one to say the Chiddush that when you die Al Kiddush Hashem, you're supposed to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I don't think anybody did that before him that I know. That when you die Al Kiddush Hashem, that's the halacha you say to Shema. What he was saying was, his statement was that my whole life was Malchus. There is nothing else of any kind of importance. There's nothing else, because leislemi garmei klum. There's nothing. It's not like I live life like the trees wanted. It's not like I live life plus I'm also religious. My whole life is malchus. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's just one thing going on over here, and that's malchus. And therefore, it's even okay that I die al kiddush Hashem. So when we don't have to die al kiddush Hashem, Baruch Hashem, right now, but. By saying Shema, so my proclamation, and this should be a new kavana, even tonight in Marv, there's a new proclamation that there is no other thing, Ein Pnia. So what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying is that how more Lishma can you get? It's beyond that I'm doing this Maisa Lishma, that Maisa Lishma. The whole thing, the ganzkeit from the thing is Lishma. The whole thing is a Chefetz of Yir Shemaim. Why? Because the Yir Shemaim is bottled to the tree is bottled to the Paris. I'm not just saying this as a mashal, by the way. I looked around in the Mefarshim. There's something interesting, a little bibliograph, whatever its word is. there's a Pirush on the Medrash Rabbah, which I have, which is, I think, 18 volumes. Looks like this. That, by the way, is a picture of the Aron Kodesh in Panovich. So this Pirush on the Medrash Rabbah, called Tiferes Tzion, hasn't been published for about 30, 35 years. And it's completely out of print, as far as I know. And it was written by Reb Yitzhak Zev Yadler. So he was the Maggid of Yerushalayim back in the day. Now, he has Haskama here from Rabbi Shulayim Diskin and the Brisker Rav, and it's a fascinating thing. But I bought these Svarim. They were very expensive because they're rare, and I have the whole set. So I decided Shabbos, since I tried very hard to learn a lot on Shabbos, not going to shul. But I looked up this Medrash, the Mefarshim, and the regular typical Medrash Rabbah, don't explain anything about this Chazal. Rashi brings it, and so we're left Nelam. But he does explain it, and he says something very, very similar to what I'm saying, but he's saying that the something like another Knech, which I'm not sure about, that like the Machlekes, the trees and God, which let's look at it as the Machlekes between the Bria and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Bria saying, let us be the Bria. And Hashem is saying, no, b'chol drachecha deyehu. The Bria Gufa has to become Kaddish. You're Makadish the Bria. We like to say, and I say it myself, is like, when you go to shul daven, you go to work. You know, when you go to work, you should concentrate on whatever your work is. But b'chol drachecha deyehu says, not that I shouldn't concentrate on work when I'm at work, but that gufa, like this is a higher madrega, that gufa is all l'shem malchus. And so he's learning it. It's a little bit different than what I'm saying, but it really comes down to the same thing, that there was a debate here, if you will, between the trees and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says here at the end, by the way, l'fichach, Rashi and back in Bereishis, l'fichach kishniskalkel adam ala voinai, when the chet of the Eitz Hadas happened, nifkada gam hi ala voinai v'niskalkela. So the earth got punished. What was the punishment of the earth? Arura ha'adama. Why did the earth get punished? The earth didn't do anything wrong. So the answer is, the earth didn't do anything wrong on Friday, but they did do something wrong on Tuesday. So Rashi says, so the earth got punished by the chet of the Eitz Hadas because when they were created, they refused to be an Eitz Oisipri, a pre-Oisipri. So now I'm asking you the question, because I'm not 100% sure what the answer is. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait till the chet of Adam HaRishon by the chet of Eitz Hadas until he gave an oinish to the trees? What's the oinish? In other words, Arura Adama was miskayim on the Adama because they refused to be an Eitz Oisipri. Sorry, Ian. I'm sure it's discussed. I just don't know the answer that why. Yitzchak, you're saying something? Yitzchak Samet, I see you're trying to say something here. Yitzchak.
One person's not muting and they're interfering with it.
Oh. Okay. Somebody's not muting and it's interfering.
Somebody is on the telephone. So if you're dialing in by telephone, please hit the mute button on your phone.
Ah. And this is the advantage of having a brilliant computer software architect with us here today. Let me just do the last...
The issue is that until man was around, so it wasn't relevant. What they did, their sin, the third day, wasn't relevant until mankind was around.
Yes. In other words, you're saying just like the grass didn't grow and the trees didn't bear fruit until Adam came around, like Himter, right? So you're saying that it wasn't possible to get an Oinish in the Bria until there was an Adam. But David, why? Why is that? What do you mean it's not relevant? Why isn't it relevant?
Adam is everything. In other words, it's a make it or break it by Adam.
So Zuck Besser, Adam is Malchus. If Malchus is Malchus, Adam is the Melech. And we have to work through the thought, but it's such an important thought. In other words, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam is not an egotistic idea. Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam is that if the whole world is Malchus, then I'm the Melech Da'ara in my life. And all of the things around me, Seif Kol Seif, are my tools. And expressions of the Malchus that I'm creating. So in other words, we are Lam Natzeach. We're the choir master of the whole world around us. So now all the pieces are there. The whole Bria is there. Adam's put in Gan Eden. And he's got to create his Malchus. and the trees are wrong. So what does Hashem say? Arur Adama, damn trees. The earth is, you know, didn't come through in its malchus. In other words, Arur Adama means there's a piece of malchus which is missing. But it's only called malchus once there's an Adam. It's only called malchus once there's an Adam. Gaval jibbe gaval. I hope this is clear. We have two more minutes. Let's learn the last paragraph of the Nefesh HaChaim and the finished Parakei. Uvezeh yuvan gam ken shematzina l'rabbi senu zichrenim l'vracha she'amru. Say Chazal say ein loy la Hakadosh Baruch Hu by lama yel adal adam shel halacha bilvad, which is very similar to what I just said and what Rabbi Yaakov said, that it's the adam that makes the dal adam shel halacha. Ubeperakei noim demamru ein loy la Hakadosh Baruch Hu beveis ginazav eloy tzir shir shemayim bilvad. Kasha, is it dal adam shel halacha or is it yir shemayim? Since veis achim, yir shemayim is the kli. And Torah is the chachma, the fruit in the kli. Udvareinu, but now that we said that the chachma has to be bottled to the yira, and the yira has to be bottled to the chachma, imein chachma in yira, imein yira in chachma. So now, udvareinu be'emes hakol echad. L'chein amru oitzer shel yir shamayim. Ad kan. That's the haga. Okay, I wish everybody a safe day and bracha v'hatzlacha. I'm your Yirtzeh Hashem Thursday morning.
It's interesting, the earth got punished for the tree statement of I'm not going to be edible. Is that because, I mean, it should be the tree should have been the one who's cursed, not the earth.
So in the Mefarshim and the Medrash, it says that like we're just like we're the melech of everything around us, the eights. Was the king of the garden. In other words, every species so the eights was speaking for everything under it, literally, physically, and spiritually under it, which includes the arets. So that's what the Mefarshim say on Arura HaAdama.
They're absolutely connected, or if the tree has...
If tree gets its yanika from the arets, from the Adama. So now the kites v'dardar is happening because the Adama also was included in the gzera of the trees, which is a phenomenal nimshol for us. Okay, hatzalcha rabbah to everybody.